If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
College for most people is probably not a good investment, yet no one else saw that. So I said, I'm not going to college. Everyone thought I was crazy. Parents thought I was crazy. Basically, I was like outcast. So I became very passionate about providing an alternative to college. If you have a remote tech position that pays well, it's getting hundreds of applicants, right? And probably out of those hundreds have college degrees, yet our students, 18-year-olds, outcompete hundreds of college graduates for these same positions, making like 70, 80K their first year. We're looking into buying college campuses. So
what?
There's about 900 campuses on the verge of going bankrupt. So we plan on starting to acquire them and then give people that college experience at a really affordable price.
Yo, I am incredibly excited about this conversation. This has been a long time coming, and this is something I know no one even expected for us to be able to have this interview. Troy, bro, I'm so excited to have you on Tech Is New Black.
Yeah, can't wait to share my story and how we got started together.
Yeah, so let's actually talk about that, because I've never really shared online like how we met. So I know most people know, okay, I broke into tech. I would talk about tech careers. At the time, there was only one boot camp or program that I was mentioning or talking about. I thought they were the end-all, be-all, greatest thing. And then we met, and which it was cool meeting you, but I can say, I'll just say this on a high level before we dive into it, that, man, I don't want to ruffle any feathers of other relationships I have, but I truly believe that Course Careers is one of the most, if not the most, like quality top tier programs that just has not just amazing reviews, but I mean, I've seen the back end of just all of the testimonies time and time again. So bro, this has been a dope just relationship overall for us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We've been putting in a lot of work to make Course Careers a big success. The whole team is working really hard, and obviously we've had a really fruitful relationship and helped change thousands of lives.
Hey, bro, so let's talk about it. So I know that I think the way we met, I could be wrong. I don't know why it's a blur now, but I don't know if I reached out to you. I don't know if one of my followers hit me up. That's what happened. Did we reach out to you first, or did you hit us up?
I think you found me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I remember now. This is how it happened. One of our followers hit us up and said, hey, I found out about this boot camp, which I know Course Careers isn't a boot camp, but they're like, I found out about this boot camp that is offering these trainings for $500. And I was like, man, and I told the person, because people had presented other programs to me, and I would look into it, and I was like, no, this is a scam, or okay, this isn't a scam, but this program, they don't really seem like they know what they're talking about or what they're doing. I thought that was going to be the same thing when they presented Course Careers to us, and then I looked at it, and I was like, wait, no, this actually seems pretty solid. And then, yeah, from there, we ended up tapping base with you. But what I thought was really cool was how you immediately were like, yo, we're both in Georgia. Bro, let's link up.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was awesome. So it's like you reached out, and I mean, at the time, tech boot camps, they were charging like 10 to 30K, and we're coming at the price point of $500. And I mean, I made sure the program we put together was extremely high quality. So it was just like a match made in heaven.
You know, and it's been really incredible. One thing I never asked you, so from when we met, which now it's at the time of this recording, it is April 2024, we met, I think it might have been 2 years ago. I think it might have been April 2022, either April, March, May, somewhere between March and May of 2022, we met. When exactly did you launch Course Careers? Because it seemed like it was still early in, even though it was still quality, even at that point.
Mm-hmm. It was really early on. I think we were only maybe enrolling between 30 to 50 students a month compared to us now, which is, I mean, thousands. So it's quite a big difference. We only had Tech Sales as the course we were teaching. I was the instructor for the course, which now I'm not. So it was early on, man.
Man, that's incredible. Incredible, man. Thousands of people. And yeah, there's been thousands of people that that I know Course Career has been impacting every single month, and I know that the bulk of people that have gotten into tech or tech sales or a variety of roles that found out about it through the Tech is the New Black platform, it's mm-hmm. been because of our relationship with Course Careers. It's been really phenomenal. But, bro, let's talk a little bit about, just really briefly, how you are the leader of the resistance, which is a term when y'all look on LinkedIn, you'll see that he considers himself leader of resistance. He has the Dr. Evil, yeah. Dr. Evil, which I think is such a boss move for a CEO to just be really chill on LinkedIn, where it's like, I'm not trying to look super professional and corporate. I'm having fun on here because I'm helping people. But yeah. you call yourself the leader of the resistance, which I believe you are as well. And there's this thing where it's like Course Careers versus colleges and universities. So one, can you speak a little bit about, you know, why you consider yourself leader of the resistance, and just briefly on why is it Course Careers versus colleges and universities?
Yeah, so it really goes back to our founding. I remember at 16 years old, I was in high school. A guidance counselor comes in and asks everyone to raise their hand if you're going to college. I was the only person who didn't raise their hand. Everyone looks at me like I'm crazy. But at the time, I mean, all over YouTube, there's people questioning the value of college. You see people going into debt, not getting jobs. And from my point of view, it seemed obvious, like, college, for most people, is probably not a good investment. Yet no one else saw that. So I said, I'm not going to college. Everyone thought I was crazy. Parents thought I was crazy. Basically, I was like outcast, you know. So I became very passionate about providing an alternative to college. So from like 16 years old, I was like locked on, I need to replace college. And that's been my only goal since.
Man, and I think it's very obvious. And I mean, let us know in the comments if you all agree that, I mean, Troy saw it back then. I'm pretty sure that now if a similar scenario happened, that maybe half the kids in the classroom wouldn't raise their hands as well. But let us know in the comments, do you agree? Do you believe college is a scam? I personally feel that way. Obviously, Troy feels that way, unless, you know, we're talking about certain key things that you can learn in college. But for the most part, I definitely think it's a scam as well. Now, if you can, you know, we're gonna come back to this. Y'all make sure y'all stick around to the end, because we're going to go a lot deeper as to why college is a scam and what Course Careers is doing to actually combat that. But before we go there, let's actually talk about your intros. I know you used to work in tech sales. As you mentioned, mm-hmm. you were an instructor, one of the original instructors for Course Careers. Now you don't have to instruct anymore. You have other instructors. But can you tell us about what was that journey like? So you didn't go to college. So mm-hmm. what did that journey look like for you to end up in tech sales?
Yeah. So, I mean, really at age 16, I set that goal. I'm going to replace the college system. I actually have a high school letter from my old girlfriend at the time. And she was wishing me luck in bankrupting colleges. So it's like, that's the only thing I was talking about during high school.
Yo, that's
so I was really locked on the goal. And then I was trying to figure out, like, how am I actually going to replace the college system? Like, where do you even go about starting at the time? It seemed completely wild. And I realized that, okay, a tech company is going to replace the college system. Like, tech companies, you can build a massive tech companies, big moats, monopolies. Like, college is this huge distributed system with all these different campuses, all these different requirements. Like, what if I was able to consolidate it with a tech company? And so I decided I need to break into tech. And then once I realized that, I was like, okay, which role in tech? So I started going to tech meetings just like this one. And there was the founder of a company called Rubicon. It's one of the billion-dollar companies in Atlanta. He was actually speaking there. And I asked him, I was like, I'm in high school. I want to replace the college system. Where do you recommend I start? And he said, well, there's really only two skills you need to start a tech company. You need to be able to build a product, and you need to be able to sell it. So I was
Facts.
Like, yeah, either software development or sales. And I chose sales because I thought it's more versatile, because as a CEO, you're really selling employees, selling the vision.
Exactly.
Long term, it's probably a more valuable skill set for building a tech company. So started in tech sales, actually found there was another, I think either he was a billionaire or up and coming billionaire at the time, the founder of Calendly. He started in enterprise sales and was able to build this massive software company, becoming like one of the first self-made billionaires at that time. So I wanted to follow in his footsteps, and I was able to learn all about tech sales. I actually read a book by Hillman Sori. So
yeah, which is cool. I want to say this really quickly, which is really dope that he brings up Hillman Sori, because we're actually shooting this right before we have the Techpreneurcon event. So sorry for those of you that missed it, but we're recording this right now about an hour before doors open for everyone. And Hillman Sori is one of the he's one of the co-judges or co-advisors that are actually going to be on the panel with you. So it's crazy that he brings him up. He read his book, ended up in tech sales, and now he's going to be sitting on a panel with that same guy, Hillman Sori. So I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Shout outs to Hillman Sori. So he was one of the reasons I was able to land that first job. And then once I got in the door, 18 years old, I was living with my parents, moved out, completely supporting myself, living in Buckhead. Not bad for an 18-year-old.
No, not at all. It's worst place to live.
No debt. Now, by age 19, I was promoted to an enterprise account executive. I was really crushing it in the position. I closed some big six-figure deals with like the big Fortune 500 companies. I saved up $35,000 in the bank. I remember for Mother's Day, I bought my parents a all-inclusive one-week cruise through the Bahamas at 19 years old. Like, my parents, what? I'm not getting any financial support. You know, I'm completely living on my own, supporting myself. And at 19, I'm able to do that.
That's incredible. So you went from, and I know there's a lot more to it, but I just have to take a moment. I don't know if y'all realize how incredible that is. You went from your family, friends, people thinking you were crazy for not going to college and pre-planning it. Like, this wasn't you're about to go to college and you just ended up not going. This was something that was premeditated. So you went from them looking at you crazy, thinking, man, what's wrong with you, to then end up, before you're even 20, while you're still a teenager, being a huge financial blessing to your family.
Yeah, it was really incredible. I mean, I was so focused. Like, I was intentional. I'm not going to go to college. And in fact, I'm going to replace the college system. Like, if you met me at 18 years old, I was saying that over and over again.
And all of this is happening while you were working in tech sales.
Yeah. So tech sales was really my foundation. It taught me like how to actually sell a product, how to build relationships, how to build confidence in yourself to be able to speak, to be able to make a cold call and convince someone to spend $100,000 with you. So.
Man, that's incredible. And it was it a SDR role?
Yeah, started out as an SDR at a startup and then moved to enterprise account executive at that same startup, closed some big deals. And then at age 19, zero debt, completely supporting myself, I put $35,000 in my bank account, quit my job, and said, I'm going to start Course Careers now. I'm ready.
Yo, y'all have to let us know in the comments. Like, have you ever heard of a 19-year-old that just is able to do all the stuff he just mentioned? Specifically, especially at that point in time where college was still the main thing that everyone was saying, well, you need to go to college. Now people are starting to wake up because of the work Course Careers has been doing, because of things they've been seeing Tech is New Black and other amazing platforms do. People are waking up and starting to realize it's unnecessary. But let us know if you feel back then that you would have taken that same risk. But Troy, man, that's incredible that you were able to do that. So you were at 19 when you started Course Careers initially.
Yeah. So at 19 years old, that's when I quit my job. I actually took a break. So I traveled to Thailand, Costa Rica, Peru, like all these countries, just trying to figure out for myself, like, okay, how do I actually go about starting Course Careers? Because how do you replace the college system? At that time, I still didn't know. I just knew I was going to do it. I was going to figure it out, but I didn't know how. So quit my job at 19. I actually wrote a book called The Lean Career at age 20. So that's where I took this college system. I had no idea like how I'm actually going to go about replacing it. So I thought, well, let me just write a book trying to break down the college system into its most fundamental components. Like, how does college actually create value for people in society? Let me figure that out. And then once I figured out those first principles, I could then reason up to saying, okay, how am I going to rebuild this thing stronger?
I'm curious, with your book, The Lean Career, is there any reference or inspiration of that from the Lean Startup?
It was based on the Lean Startup. Okay. So it's like the Lean Startup, for everyone who hasn't read it, is how do you start a startup company with as few resources and mistakes and money as quickly as possible. So the Lean Career is how do you start a career while removing all the waste. Because college, if you think about it, it's like 99% waste. Talk to someone who's working in, say, sales development that went to college. Say, what percentage of your education do you use in your position? They might say one class. Out of that one class, what percentage of that one class is used? Maybe 10%. It's like 99.8% of their college education was wasted.
Yo, so for everybody that's interested in what this guest is talking about, and you would love a similar career, I suggest you check out Course Careers Bootcamp. Course Careers is a bootcamp that I have been partnered with for well over a year now, and they have helped more people break into tech, I'll be honest, than any other bootcamp that I've personally seen. So look, Course Careers is only $500, that's it. But if you use our discount code, Cyrus50, you'll get an additional $50 off. So that way all you pay is actually $449. That's it. No additional price later, no extra costs, extra fees. That's it with the price for Course Careers. Now, they're a self-paced bootcamp that you can take and be able to get a variety of different roles in tech. So make sure you check them out. Use our link below in that discount code if you want an additional $50 off, and keep us posted on your journey breaking into tech.
Man, that's so true. I remember what's interesting is that I read The Lean Startup while I was a Lyft driver. And so I was listening to it on Audible. And what's interesting is that I recall when I had picked up some Georgia Tech.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Students that were software engineers, and I asked them, I said, oh, you know, are y'all excited, you know, to you know, graduate and go off into the world and work in tech? And the one of them said, well, everything we're learning is irrelevant. They said, what we're learning right now is already outdated. And so that was one of the things that I realized once I had gotten into the tech sales industry. I realized, man, you know, a quality program like Course Careers is really able to give people like current information, you know, not something that has all of the bureaucracy of a college where, okay, it's going to take an entire semester or a year before it's even able to be updated. But bro, I want to talk a bit about something. I guess many people that have looked at our platform, they've seen many of the successes of graduates of Course Careers through us. But something I've never asked you this. So this is a raw question, not just for y'all, but also for myself. Bro, what are some of the best testimonials that you've seen from someone that did Course Careers?
So for me, like my personal favorite testimonials, and we have people from all backgrounds that go through Course Careers. You'd be 18 years old, you'd be 50 years old. Course Careers, there's a good chance it's going to work out really well for you. I like the 18-year-old ones because I started Course Careers to really fight college. And then the fact that companies like, right now in today's job market, if you have a remote tech position that pays well, it's getting hundreds of applicants, right? And probably out of those hundreds, half of them have college degrees. Yet our students, 18-year-olds, outcompete hundreds of college graduates for these same positions, making like 70-80K their first year. And I think that's a huge win for Course Careers. It really shows that we're doing things right and we are on track to replace college. Because I mean, if you're a college graduate, 22 years old, and just 18-year-old outcompeted you because they've spent $500 on a 2 or 3 month course, I mean, that's wacky.
No, man, that's incredibly huge. It's very interesting because oftentimes whenever I see people message me that they've been in the tech industry already, if they've been in tech sales, and Course Careers, for those of y'all that don't know, Course Careers has a variety of other courses, not just tech sales. We're talking about tech sales because I, you know, as a sales engineer that, you know, fits within the tech sales or pre-sales space in tech, obviously tech sales with Troy, so we're speaking about that, but Course Careers has a variety of other courses. Of course, check the description below. We have all of that information there for you in terms of the different roles. But that being said, what's interesting is that many people come to me in my DMs and they're like, yo, Cyrus, or they'll be messaging one of our team members and they've already been in tech. They might have went to college for it, but they're struggling to compete in the market. And many times I'll look at their LinkedIn, I'll look at what they've done or what they might not have done, and after asking them a few questions, I'll realize a lot of their knowledge is a bit outdated. I'm like, man, you've been in the industry and some of your stuff is still outdated. And I've encouraged some of them that already have experience, like, look, you might need a retuning. I suggest you check out Course Careers. So that's something that I've been doing on the side. I don't do it all the time. It's case by case. But in what scenario would you say, because, of course, there's most people that are tuning in, or I'm going to say most, but many people that are tuning in are people that aren't in the tech industry yet. Some of them are. They're considering pivoting over. But then there are also people that are watching that are already in tech sales. What advice would you have for someone, like what type of person that might already be in tech sales or already have experience in tech sales, what scenario would you say that they should still consider looking into Course Careers, whether for tech sales or one of the other courses?
So I'll say that we have a backside to our platform for employers. So we have the student side and then we have the employer side. Now employers can see all of our graduates. Some notable employers that signed up are Salesforce. So some students have graduated Course Careers, never applied to a single company, got requested to be interviewed by Salesforce and got a job. Cloudflare is the same way. So these are big names, really good positions, really, really hard to break in. Yet these big tech companies, they don't place much value on previous experience for a sales development role. They want someone who knows the latest and greatest best practices. They're motivated. They can communicate well. They're smart. Previous experience just plays a little role in that. So if you don't have the latest and greatest knowledge, then Course Careers could definitely help you land a better position. And then once you're in that position, actually be successful so you can move up the ladder.
Bro, so we talked about this briefly, and honestly, this is my favorite part of the conversation, so I really hope you all are paying close attention for this. But how is Course Careers, like, planning on, because you're already doing the work, you're helping people get amazing careers, but when we talk about Course Careers taking on colleges and universities, how do you see that happening? What's that timeline look like, and what are the steps for that to happen? And ultimately, how do we feel that that's going to just further benefit everyone else?
Yeah, so I think it's going to happen much faster than anyone realizes. So a lot of people might think, okay, Course Careers, they're doing all these things right. They have good stories. Maybe they're 10, 20 years out. I think it's going to be more similar to Uber and the taxi cab industry, where it's went like this, and then boom, next thing you know, taxis don't exist. College is the same way. So it's really a network between talent and employers. Now, if you can capture both sides of the network, you have network effects, you have a moat. If you go to college and employers say, well, we only hire Course Careers graduates, what's the value of your college education? Everyone stops going, right? Yeah. And if we have all the talent, employers say, well, why are we going to college to hire the talent when Course Careers has all of it? So they stop hiring college graduates. So this network effect just grows exponentially fast. So I think it's going to be very soon. And something else we're looking into doing is buying college campuses. So
what?
Yeah, I guess I haven't spoken publicly about that. But yeah, there's about 900 campuses on the verge of going bankrupt. So we plan on starting to acquire them and then give people that college experience at a really affordable price.
Oh, man. So they can still party and be educated.
Yeah. Without debt.
Exactly. That's the biggest part. That's the biggest part. Man, that is so incredible. And you mentioned something that I failed to touch on, where you talked about how, you know, eventually companies will start going to Course Careers instead of going to colleges. Because, yeah, many companies, they have to wait until summertime to be able to hire a new pool of people that have finally graduated. Mm-hmm. But with Course Careers being so, like, just incredibly brief, incredibly impactful in terms of the information, but it's self-paced, so I guess not necessarily brief. It depends on someone's own time frame. I know that Course Careers has hiring partners, so that's something that you expect to grow and scale with Course Careers, where you expect to have more and more companies that are hiring partners, that are hiring your graduates?
Yeah. I mean, right now we usually have a couple companies that sign up every day to hire our students. And many of these companies, they don't even post their position on a job board anymore. Like, you can't get the job if you don't go to Course Careers. The only way you can land these jobs is by being a Course Careers graduate.
Whoa.
That's a powerful network effect.
Man, that is heavy. Like, that's powerful.
Yeah.
In a major, major way. And you know what? I mean, I believe it, because it totally makes sense just with the education, everything that you've been doing with Course Careers. One thing that I want to mention, or I want you to touch on, and I wasn't even planning on talking about this, because this delves a little bit into the business side, but I think it's beneficial for everyone, whether you are an aspiring business owner or if you're interested in signing up for Course Careers. It's very important that we talk about this. How, like, what do you do? Can you tell everyone what it is that you do to ensure that the quality, or some of the things you do to ensure the quality of all of the different courses and trainings are not just current, but that it's like flagship, that it's like top tier?
Yeah. So I guess in one sentence, I'm a ruthless CEO. So I hold a really high standard to everyone. So the work environment at Course Careers isn't built for most people. I want all of our courses to be the best. I want our software to be the best. I want us to have the best hiring platform. Everything about Course Careers, the entire experience, from first seeing it on the website all the way until landing a job, has to be the best experience.
Okay, so I had to pause you because you're actually starting to go on a different side that we're going to talk about during the Brunch with Ballers panel, which, you know, for those of y'all that are watching this, hopefully you made it. By the time you're seeing this, the Brunch with Ballers panel has already happened. But let me reel back and steer us this direction, because I want you to save that sauce for that panel. Sorry for those of y'all that missed the event. But there's something that you do when it comes to hiring top instructors, where there was one story you told me when I was actually in Playa del Carmen out there with you, where, you know, he lives out near Cancun, Mexico. I was out there with you, and where you had mentioned that Course Careers has taken, like, top talent from big tech companies, but you've taken them from those big tech companies to bring them over to Course Careers. I don't want to say too much because I want to let you talk about that, but can you tell everyone about how you've done that, like just a story or scenario with that, and how that's benefited your students at Course Careers?
Yeah, for sure. I can use tech sales as an example. So like, let's say you go to college, most of your instructors aren't practitioners. They're teaching you something they've never done before. They don't actually know how it works in the real world. And then by the time you get in the real world, you realize you learned the outdated stuff or it's not even relevant. And that's true for many colleges, even Georgia Tech when it comes to computer science. So for Course Careers, our instructors are practitioners. They have worked in the industry. They have been on the forefront of the industry, best practices. Every company wants what they have. Every company wants to hire them. So for our tech sales course, the instructor is Trent Dressel. He used to work at Qualtrics. He worked all the way up from a sales development rep to a senior account executive. He made over $300,000 at Qualtrics in a single year as an account executive. Yeah, that's like at age 25, I think.
Wow. So,
yeah. So basically, every company wants to hire Trent. Every company wants what Trent has. And Trent teaches everything he knows in our tech sales course. And that's why companies like Salesforce and Cloudflare and pretty much every big tech company hires our students, because they know the best. They want to hire Trent, and Trent teaches our students everything he knows.
Man, that makes so much more sense. I didn't realize Trent was that dude, because I've seen him mentioned on YouTube and other platforms, and whenever I've seen him being interviewed by someone, I would look at the comments, and everyone, especially like Course Careers graduates, are just such super fans of his. And I was like, yo, who is this dude that everybody's like treating like he's a superstar? I was like, yo, he must be a superstar. But now that makes perfect sense that you kind of give like the full spiel when it comes to Trent. So Troy, what's next for Course Careers? I know that, you know, Course Careers has tech sales, data analytics, you know, software engineering, and a variety of other incredible roles, UX, UI design, and the list goes on and on. I'm going to be real. It's actually going to be a bit of a curveball. I didn't prepare you for this. One thing that people are constantly messaging us about is AI. People are constantly like, Cyrus, do you know any courses, any programs, you know, that can train us on AI? And I can point them in a few directions, but it's like, but it's not formatted in a way that will really help you land a career the way Course Careers helps people in that sense. What does the future look like for Course Careers in educating people when it comes to AI?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think AI, it's like this new big thing that everyone wants. But there's not a job title called like AI specialist.
Yeah.
So AI is applied to every industry, and every single one of our courses mentions AI, explains how it's used in the latest and greatest best use case. It's like tech sales, software engineering. We talk about AI, but just every single person.
Oh, so this is something y'all are already doing now.
Oh yeah. Yes. So like our courses are updated daily and weekly. They never go out to date. So yeah, like tech sales, AI for prospecting, writing emails, we already talk about it, we already teach it. Our students know the latest and greatest best use case for AI. Software development, same thing. I don't foresee there being a single role as just someone who only uses AI. I think AI is going to be applied to every existing job title. So that's what we teach. And for the future of course careers, I mean, we're rapidly expanding across every career right now. So supply chain, manufacturing, construction, every single entry-level career, we're teaching simultaneously. We also have an accounting course coming out pretty soon. So a lot of people think you need to go to college for accounting. No, I don't think so.
And that's incredible because as much as we talk about the, I talk at least about the tech industry, there are some, very few, but some industries that are using technology but are not really considered the tech or tech industry, like accounting. And so that's incredible because, I mean, again, course careers is not just tech careers. There are so many of your graduates that are landing a variety of or landing roles at a variety of different types of companies, even if they're not tech companies. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing I do want to be clear about. But, bro, you actually stumped me. I thought that was going to be a curveball question. But instead, you threw it back at me. You was like, no, what are you talking about our plans in the future for AI? No, we're already doing that. We've been doing that. It's implemented now. Man, again, it just blows me away, everything, all the work that you've been doing, that Course Careers has been doing. Man, so what's the future for Course Careers?
Yeah, so, I mean, Course Careers, we plan on teaching pretty much every career in every industry. So right now, we have that accounting course that's about to come out. We have supply chain, manufacturing, construction, tons of entry-level careers. Many of them start you at like 50 to 70K. Within a couple of years, you'll break six figures. No one really knows how to get into these careers. They're not taught in college. There's no online courses. There's no boot camps.
So when you say Course Careers is taking on colleges and universities, you truly mean that in every sense of high-paying careers?
Every single career, eventually, even like people think you need to go to college to be a lawyer. Why can't you learn law online? Do you need to sit in a classroom to learn law? So, yeah, eventually we'll lobby until we can teach every career.
Wow. And look, we're going to be supporting Course Careers the whole time, telling y'all about it, telling y'all to use the discount codes. You save some money off of an already incredibly affordable program. Troy, bro, thank you so much for the work you've been doing. Thank you for being here at TechpreneurCon. And, man, this is the start, so we got some more talk we're going to do on the panel. And, bro, look forward to us working more together.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks for having me.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.